first 2 points dealt with the fact that employees have to have a budget and stick to it. They got to pay their bills in order to be able to save some more money. And the second thing they need to do is to reduce the amount of their debt, getting rid of the so-called bad debt, credit card debt. And if ideally they could pay off their mortgage by the time they retire, would be a good idea too. The whole idea behind these points is the fact that employees can take control of their retirement. Employees cannot control what Congress is going to do with the benefits. Employees cannot control what happens on Wall Street, but their employees can do a certain number of things themselves that will hopefully ensure they'll have a good retirement with a sufficient amount of income. The third point I want to discuss now is the fact that if an employee feels that he or she is not ready financially to retire, they know for a fact they're not going to have enough pension income, either a CSRS annuity or a FERS annuity, they don't have a sufficient amount in their thrift savings plan, then they're going to have to bite the bullet and continue to work. No one can force an employee to retire. Granted, there may be some early outs, but usually with an early out, the employee has to decide if he or she wants to retire. They cannot be forced to retire under an early out. And if an employee feels if they go out early, there will not be enough income, they really cannot afford to retire. The more years you work, the more income, more retirement income you're going to have. Just to give you a rule of thumb here, under the old system, CSRS, for every additional year you work, you'll get 2% more of your high three average salary. So if you work an additional 5 more years, that's going to add 10% of your high three average salary for the rest, each year for the rest of your life. Under FERS, for every additional year you work, you get 1%, maybe 1.1% if you work past age 62, for every additional year you work. Every additional year you work, you can put more money into the thrift savings plan, because once you retire, you cannot directly contribute to the TSP. So this is going to have a major effect on one's retirement income if they continue to work. Another factor you got to keep in mind, that the more you pay into Social Security, the ultimately higher benefit you will receive. So that's a very important consideration for employees, when to retire.
One of the things that you just said really stuck out for me, and that is that you cannot be forced to retire. But in addition, it sounds like you're also saying your situation is going to be unique to you. One size does not fit all.
That is correct. Everybody has, you know, their own circumstances regarding their bills. Trust me, as someone who has retired from the federal government, your bills will not retire when you retire. Your bills continue to come in, and you have to pay them. And this gets me back to what I said earlier about the fact that if you have a mortgage, your mortgage is not going to retire when you do. You're going to have to continue to pay the mortgage. Well, if you cannot afford to pay it off, then that's another bill that has to be paid from your pension income. If you can pay off your mortgage, that's one less bill. But I want everyone to keep in mind the fact that certain expenses that you don't have while you're working will start to come in when you are retired. For example, many retirees hopefully we'll be enjoying life and doing some things like recreation and travel. You know that the cost of associated with recreation travel can be very high. So the fact of the matter is, you must look at your budget now, look at your budget in the future to see what's going to happen after you retire to make sure that there's going to be enough income coming in.
We're speaking with Ed Zirndorfer, registered employee benefits consultant. And what about tax rates? How can you work the tax code?
The point I make is that I think employees who are about to retire should take advantage of the current low tax rates. You know, there's been a lot of talk in Washington about not raising taxes, but I have not heard anything in Washington about lowering taxes. Federal tax rates are low, and they will continue to be low for at least the next year or two. And those employees who are near retirement should take advantage of these rates. How? Well, for example, they have some traditional IRAs. They should consider converting them to Roth IRAs, pay the tax now, so this way they don't have to pay the tax after they retire when they start taking the money out. The same thing holds true with the TSP. When they retire, they're allowed to make a one-time transfer of their TSP account, some of it or all of it, to a Roth IRA. If they're going to be retiring in the next year or two, they should consider maybe converting, or I should say transferring it to Roth IRA, pay the tax now, and this way they'll probably most likely pay a lower tax now compared to what they would pay in the future, because I'm pretty confident sometime in the future tax rates have to go up. So pay it now and not worry about it later. And the last point here I want to make is regarding what employees should be doing is they need to plan for future long-term care. Long-term care costs in this country are excessive. The average cost of a nursing home in this country is about $80,000 a year. If you stay in a nursing home 2, 3, 4 years, you're talking about as much as $250,000 to $1 million. This could really wipe out your savings after you have long retired. And many people are not prepared to pay that. So the best way to pay for that is to buy some long-term care insurance. And I recommend that employees look at buying long-term care insurance in their 50s to early 60s. That's a good age to buy because it's still fairly affordable. You're still healthy enough to qualify for it because after you retire, you get into your 60s and 70s, and things may happen to you in terms of health that may negate your chances of getting the long-term care insurance. And where to buy it from? I think employees should take advantage of the federal government's long-term care insurance program. It's a solid, good program. There's really nothing to lose here because if you were to go out to buy it from a private insurance company, the long-term care insurance, you pay the full premium. The government does not contribute anything, but I find that the federal long-term care insurance program is a very good, efficient program, and you can enroll at any time. You can apply for it at any time.